Wholeness is now. Wholeness is now. Wholeness is now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Wholeness is now. Wholeness is now. We've all searched for wholeness all of our lives. We've looked for wholeness, we've wanted wholeness, we've enjoyed wholeness, but we've never found it. We've never found it because we have made a few mistakes along the way. And the mistakes that we have made along the way are trying to heal others, healing the past, and healing the now. And wholeness is now. How can we experience wholeness in all areas of our life? We have relationships. We have friendships. We have things we left undone with our parents. We have things we have not put to rights with our brothers and sisters. We have experiences with our husbands and wives, with our children, with our friends, our neighbors, our fellow workers, our bosses, people in our life, associates, friends. And, my goodness sakes, if we were to really concern ourselves with all the things that we have not put to rights as we went along, we'd live a very busy life. Because as we live our lives, we do a lot of what we consider foolish things. We consider them foolish at the time we do them, and we consider them foolish later. And yet, all that matters is now. If I think of my mother, and I think of all the many things she did for me and cared about me and accepted in me and blessed in me and wanted in me, I can see a lot of things that I could have done better. I can see a lot of things I could have made right, more right, righter, yes. I see a lot of things that could be more beautiful. And as I see all these things that could be more beautiful, more wonderful in my relationship with my mom, I think to myself, boy, I missed the ball. I missed the ball. I didn't do this and I didn't do that. No. That's all past. You cannot go back in the time, in the years. You can go back in thought, yes, but you can't go back in time and the past and relive the past. You can only live now. What do I think of my mom now? She said to me, Herbie, do this. Herbie, I'm proud of you. Herbie, do this. Do that. And then she says, you know, you do everything right, Herb. I am so proud of you. And now, why don't I pay attention to that? Why don't I pay attention to where Mom said that she was proud of me, where she felt I was doing things well and right? Now, there are times I didn't do things right. There are times I could have done things better and that sort of thing, but that's all past. And there are times that she said I did things right, and that's past too. But when I live in the now, and I look at life's adventures now, and look at the activities that I'm active in right now, I think to myself, am I living right now? That if my mom were to observe me and say of her son, I am very proud of you. Would she say that? Would she say of what I am doing right now, how I am thinking right now, how I am acting right now? Oh, I did something, I forgot something, I said something mean at some time in my life, and that's all past. But what am I thinking right now? Am I thinking something loving and kind about my brothers and sisters? Am I thinking beautiful thoughts about them? Or am I listening to what other people are telling me, that there are little foibles and little frailties, little things that are unhappy going on in the life of my family? Do I listen to that? That only has power as I listen to it and give it power. I want to give power to the beautiful in my life. And my life is right now. So, if I hear a report that something happened, I immediately say, all is in divine order and all is good. And I immediately think good thoughts about the circumstance and the person involved. Immediately, I think good thoughts about all that concerns that person or that situation or whatever it may be right now. I think all the happy times and all the happy circumstances and all the happy attitudes, that's living the past now. But that's living the good past now. That's living the right action now. Do I think of my mom as being always gentle, loving, and kind, and thoughtful, and just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, she had a few words for me now and then, as she did for all of us five kids. But her main words were unconditional love. She overlooked all of our frailties, all of our foibles, and she immediately called forth the highest and best in each of us. Immediately. She didn't wait until the future. She didn't say, you did this, you did that. She said, in our family, this is what we do. And she acted just as though I were doing the very things she said, this is what we do in our family. And you know, lo and behold, I was doing the very things she said, this is what we do in our family. This is how we respond to each other and the world. This is how we care about ourselves. And she always said, we care about ourselves first, and when we care about ourselves, then we can care about everybody else in the same beautiful way. And if we don't care about ourselves in a beautiful way, we're not going to care about other people in a beautiful way. Because that's just the way the principle works. We care about ourselves in a beautiful way, and then with those beautiful eyes, with those eyes of wholeness, with those eyes of unconditional love, with those eyes of beauty and just magic, all of our world is beauty, magic, and love. All of our world is wholeness. All of our world is all good. But that only happens when I take charge. That only happens when I say, I am the master of my thought. I am the master of my life. I am the master of my world. I am the master of every thought I allow in my consciousness. And if there's any thought in there that does not bring about happiness for me, I will not entertain it. I will not allow it to be present in my thinking system. Any thought that comes and tells me something is unhappy somewhere, I immediately turn that thought around and say, something is happy somewhere. I wonder what wonderful things they're thinking. Oh my, I'm thinking such wonderful things. They surely are thinking wonderful things too. And as Mom worked with me to live in the now and let go of the past, so I work with all of my creation to live in the now and let go of the past. When I am with my creation, I am with them now. I'm not with them some other time. I'm not with them under some other circumstances. I'm not with them 2 minutes ago. I'm with them now. And right now, they are a reflection of my thought. They are a reflection of what I am thinking. And so if I am thinking wonderful, good, beautiful, uplifting thoughts, they are too. If I am thinking, I like me, they're thinking, I like me of themselves and of everybody in their world. And if I'm thinking, oh, I got to judge this, I got to make a definition here, I got to do what's right, then they're having that quandary in their life too. How silly. How silly. I don't have to judge anything. I don't have to think what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. I don't have to think those things. All I think is I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My world is beautiful in divine order right now. All is good and very good, and I am a happy person. And because, just because I am a happy person, everyone I think about is a happy person. Everyone that's in my consciousness is a happy person. If I include the entire world population in my heart and my consciousness, they are all happy people. Yes. That's why I can say there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, because it's in my consciousness. In my consciousness, I unconditionally love every man, woman, child, animal, creature, no matter what it is on the face of the earth and all around the universe. I love them all unconditionally because I love myself unconditionally, and these unconditional eyes out of my own being that I look and observe the world, they report back to me that the world is unconditionally loving. The world is a wonderful place. The world only shines back to me what I first shine out to it. What I first shine out to it. Each person is a mirror for me. Each person is a beautiful, wonderful mirror. A beautiful, wonderful looking glass. It is fantastic. And as a mirror, it shines back to me, whatever I am. I can be a zillion miles away, and if I think of it, it mirrors back to me what I'm thinking about it. I have placed my reflectors, my mirrors, in all, in everything, and everything, all, shine back to me exactly what I am thinking. So, am I healing others? Am I healing the past? Am I healing even the now? Wholeness is now. I live now. I think everything now. I see everything now. I know everything now. I delight in everything now. And now is a fabulous place to be, because all the world is my mirror. And all the world shines back to me the love that's in my heart. If I am so happy, I'm incapable of seeing anything other than that which I am. And if I really am happy, if I really say I am happy, everybody will know it, everybody will show it, and everybody will be that too, because everybody is in my consciousness. That's all that there is to it. And that's all that I have to do. That's all that I have to do is brighten the corner where I am with my love, my peace, my joy. And as I brighten the corner where I am, I live with a smile in my heart and on my face and on my being. And as I brighten the corner where I am divine. I am good. I am right. I am wholeness right now. And all the world is wholeness right now. And truly, that's all that matters right now. And I am so blessed. I am so thrilled. I am so delighted. I am so delighted. I am so heartfelt and joyous, because that's who I am. That's what makes me feel magnificent, uplifted. That's what makes me feel like I'm sending love letters to all in the universe. And they're coming back to me as even more magnificent love letters. And I send them back and forth. And what a loving wholeness relationship I experience now. It's my choice. And it's my choice to include everybody and everything right now. Join me in this, because it's your choice too, and it's pretty wonderful. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you so much.